I'll just get a level right
now. That was Anthony Albanese.
Awesome.
Shadow infrastructure and transport and tourism and lots of other things.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon, Anthony Albanese. And thank you very much for coming into Black Star Studios, and welcome to North Queensland.
Fantastic to be here in Black Star.
Yeah. Apart from the sunshine and beautiful people, what brings you to this part of the world?
Well, I've just launched Rob Pine's campaign. He's the Labor candidate for Cairns. He's been a councillor here on Cairns Regional Council for a couple of terms now, and as someone who's such a strong advocate for the local community, so I was very proud to launch a campaign of a bloke who's known adversity and who's come through it and really wants to put something back into his local community. And I think he'd make a fantastic member if he's elected next Saturday.
We broadcast right throughout Cape York and the Gulf Country, and also in the Yarrabah and the Atherton Tablelands area. You're quite familiar with this part of the world, and particularly Cape York as well too, and in office.
Yeah. I am indeed. It's a beautiful part of the world. In office, we committed $210 million to a Cape York regional roads package. That was worked out with Infrastructure Australia, just looking at how we can improve the ability of people to get around. But of course also it's about improving road safety. And for all of this region, I mean, I just think it's a spectacular part of the world, coming from where I do, the inner city of Sydney, and it's always fantastic to be up in far north Queensland.
Of course, you made that commitment, and that's always been a subject of election time, is the development of and getting that road sealed from Cairns right through to the tip. And it's not only an election issue that's always discussed, but it's really important for people that are living through there in terms of cost of living, you know, and then having it a priority for, it could really unlock a lot of opportunities for tourism and essential services through that part of the country.
For tourism and just getting goods across. I remember in terms of the Gulf Country, we had representations a few years ago when I was the minister about the Eynsley River Bridge. And every year, when there were floods, Currumbra and Normanton in the Gulf Country would be cut off.
Cut off, yep.
And so that bridge, it was $31 million that we committed, and they did it through the local council. They did it under budget, under time, and they got to build another bridge with the money that was left over. So made a huge difference. And I think up here, for a small amount of investment, you can have an enormous impact. And I now have responsibility not just for infrastructure but tourism. And tourism, of course, has, I think, unlimited potential. If you think about the growing middle class in wealthier people in China and India and places like that, you can visit a city anytime. What you have in this part of the world is very special. So we need to protect the environment, but also do so in a way that can create jobs through the tourism sector, because that will, I think, you know, more money into local communities means better opportunities for the generations that are coming up.
In terms of First Australians' place in society and the issues that they're faced with, in particular in remote, there's a lot of remote communities up through this part of the world, through Cape York. What, through your travels and being in office, you know, previously, and what has been the really standout concerns or issues that really is... that you'd like to comment about that?
I think employment is the number one issue that's been raised with me just consistently. I mean, other issues come and go, issues like, you know, the apology was one of the proudest moments I'll ever have in my life, sitting behind Kevin Rudd and moving the procedural motions that accompanied that is something that, you know, I'll be sitting on the porch telling the grandkids about. But, you know, employment, just giving people those opportunities. And of course, in order to secure employment, you have to deal with education and training. You have to also deal with issues of community and family support, making sure that families can get that support. Over a period of time, what I've seen from the local community is enormous desire to get a better opportunity for the next generations to come. And we've seen some great success stories in this region. And of course, I think that investment and that support is something that the First Australians are deserving of, that respect.
What's your comments with the announcement of the Work for the Dole program and how that's going to be rolled out in some of the remote areas, with getting the remote communities to be performing Work for the Dole program compared to other parts of the country?
Well, I think the key is that you shouldn't have, from my perspective, you shouldn't have punitive measures. It should be about encouraging people to have employment. And you do need to have work ethic as something that we know from intergenerational employment, whether it be from the First Australians or in pockets of Western Sydney, from generations of whatever background. If people get used to not working, then it can become a habit. And you need to make sure people are work ready. But that needs to be done, I think, in support of the community, not something that is imposed against the community. So, I think the key with these issues is making sure that there is proper community involvement and, a lifting up attitude rather than a pushing down.
What has been the highlight of your trip up here to the north so far?
Oh, this interview, of course. But it's fantastic to be here. It's been a pretty brief trip. But I think being able to launch a bloke like Rob Pine's campaign, he's a guy who's a paraplegic. It would send a really good message, I think, to people with disabilities who have suffered adversity, that really, these things come down to fate. To have someone like him who has been such a strong representative on the local council, to have him in the state parliament, I think would be important for not just for Cairns, but I think would be important for the state, because I think being able to launch his campaign was something that I was keen to do.
Billy Gordon is also a candidate, and
he's a cracker of a candidate. Billy,
he did have a run in the last election for the seat of Leichhardt. He's having a go at the seat of Cookia. Have you caught up with him since you've been up here?
I haven't caught up with him since I've been up here, but I've caught up with him a number of times. Look, he's a cracker of a candidate. He is someone who'll just get out there and dig in. He's from the Cape. He's a real local. He's connected with the local community. He's a strong advocate. I've seen him too, in terms of his ability to give a speech, put forward a position. He's just grown enormously since the first time I met him. And I launched his campaign. Yes. Up here for Leichhardt. I thought he was a great candidate. It was a tough campaign for us. And Billy didn't get across the line there, I think, no fault of his own, mainly the fault of us people down in Canberra. I just think it would be very important to have someone like Billy represent people. If he did that as well, I think he'd lift the profile of the Cape nationally as well. He's very highly regarded. We had a meeting in Canberra of all the Labor Party leadership early last year. Now, I forgot we're in 2015, but it was fairly early in 2014. And Billy came and addressed on behalf of all the state candidates everywhere. He was the person picked. And I think he's just an outstanding candidate, great bloke. And I really hope I'll be watching on the Saturday night, the 31st, to and cheering him. I might even have a beer and for him, and if he can get across the line, I think that'd be great.
Well, it's not long to go before we're heading back to the polls again for the federal election that's shaping up to be one to look out for as well, too. And, of course, you've got another strong member on your team as Senator Nova Peris as well, too, as has made a big impact as well, too, in terms of in federal parliament and for First Australians as well.
Oh, she's doing a fantastic job. I went to Darwin and to the Tiwis with Nova, and just the impact that it can have. And I think Billy's the sort of person as well that people would just look up to. We landed on Bathurst Island. And Nova's background, of course, is from the Tiwis, and there's a wonderful little museum there where there's photos of her after she won the Olympic gold medal, going back with her medal and talking to the kids there. And, of course, there's a number of sensational AFL players come from there as well. Of course, Cyril Rioli.
Yeah, the Rioli family, in fact, has got a long list of profile players there. Yeah,
they're pretty awesome.
Yep.
I think Michael Long might be from there as well, but certainly the Riolis are from there.
Yeah.
You know, one of the elders I met Cyril's grandfather, he was telling us about, when Cyril was a kid. Mm-hmm. He was a fantastic player. He wouldn't pass it. He just sort of, no one could tackle him. He'd just bounce the ball, kick it to himself, kick it forward, and that he was just sensational. And those role models are important for people, whether they be in the sporting era or whether they be in politics. And Nova, the way that the little kids responded to her, they all knew her. Mm. Everyone knew who she was. She took me fishing for barra, which was pretty cool as well, I must say.
Did you catch one?
And we didn't do too bad. It was good fun. We didn't do as well as we would have liked, but we did okay. And, it was just a great honour to be on her country.
Yep.
And to meet the elders and just an enormous respect. I mean, I'm half Italian and, I'm a bit of a mix of a whole bunch of stuff like many Australians, bit of Irish in me. It is such an honour for us to live in a country where we have the oldest continuous culture in the world. And it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we should cherish and respect. And we all benefit from it, and it's just something that uplifts our whole nation. And I think it also, of course, is an economic asset. I think it is vital that culture be handed down to the generations to come, and that other people can learn from it. I think there's a lot to learn from the first Australians and their relationship with the land, and that respect for our natural environment. That principle, I think, is universal, and it's something that other cultures haven't had the same respect for, and they've suffered because of it. You know, when you do something to the land, it comes back.
That's right. You look after the land, and the land will look after you.
Yeah, it's something that's been a great privilege of being a federal member of parliament, being able to talk to First Australians in the territory and the Cape here, and then go back and talk to I grew up pretty close to Redfern in Sydney.
Oh, yes,
I'm a South Sydney man,
yes.
So I have many indigenous friends, and I've got to know Greg Inglis in recent times. And I think the highlight of the rugby league grand final last year as an old South man was Greg Inglis doing the goanna at the end. Was just, to me, after he scored that try, was something I'll never forget.
Well, they're looking at going for another premiership this year. You reckon they'll get up?
I reckon they're going all right. I mean, they've lost a couple of good players, but, yeah, you know, they've got, you know, losing Sam Burgess is a big blow, and Benny Teo, but they've got Glenn Stewart from Manly, and you know, he's and Tim Grant from Penrith. So they've got a couple of forwards, well, and some of those young blokes. We had almost an entirely Indigenous backline, of course, as well. And GI's been named the captain, and I think he's developed into an enormous leader. I hope that GI thinks about, you know, a political future after he finishes up with footy, but he's got a good 5 good years left in him yet. So.
Yeah. Well, you're on Cowboys country, so we're hoping that we don't have a suffer with the refs again and when it comes around to the end of the year.
You've certainly had the rough end of the old pineapple. Yeah. It's been, you know, like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the call this year ended up being right. And I don't like the Roosters, of course, so I was, I was cheering for you. And I was in Townsville just the week before that game, and it was going off. And I think anyhow, the Roosters got through, and anyway, we sorted them out for you at the week after in the semi.
That's what usually happens after you lose. Oh, well, everyone's gone for South. So everyone really wanted South. It was just happened to it was just the time. The timing was right for it, and
we'd waited a long time. We'd waited 43 years. So.
Anthony, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you here, and it's
great to be here.
Yeah, welcome to come back any time. Up until when we're talking about the big election, the big one we're all looking forward to come next year.
Absolutely.
And enjoy your rest of the time up here. Is there any message you'd like to send to the people of Cape York and throughout the Torres Straits?
Oh, just that. You know, I think the people of Cape York have an important role to play in terms of a big election. I hope they give Billy the support, but I hope they at least give thought to it if they're not thinking of it. And make sure that you vote. Even if you're not going to vote for where I'd like you to vote, the important thing is that people participate. It's a great privilege living in a democratic country. A whole lot of people stand in front of tanks in other parts of the world to get the right to vote. So, you know, get out there and cast your vote. I should imagine a lot of people at the remote booths will have voted already.
Next week, in fact. Next week, Thursday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah,
well, that'll be really important. So have your say about the future of the state and next year, have your say about the future of the country. Always great to be here.
Thank you very much for popping by to Black Star.
Thank you.